Amen. And we amen. And we decree and declare that this is the day that the Lord has made. We decree and declare that we are truly the healed of the Lord this day. We decree and declare the strength of the Lord this day. We decree and declare clarity over our lives this day. We decree and declare angelic visitations take place on this day. We decree and declare a divine hedge of protection over the lives of your people and their families this day. We decree and declare abundance take place this day. We decree and declare the increase of the Lord this day. We decree and declare the love of the Lord surround and encompass us this day. We decree and declare the love of the Lord surround and encompass us this day. We decree and declare the increase of the Lord this day. We decree and declare divine connections. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding take over us right now, this day. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord over our lives and our families' lives, this day. We decree and declare fruit-bearing good works, this day. We decree and declare in you we move, live, and have our being, this day. We decree and declare right relationships take place this day. We decree and declare prosperity be sent now this day. We decree and declare the turnaround take place now this day. We decree and declare the double portion happen this day. We decree and declare right direction. Let your word be a lamp unto my feet and a light unto our path this day. We decree and declare the favor surrounding travel, keep us in our coming and in our going. This day, we decree and declare escalation and promotion over the lives of your people. This day, we decree and declare the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. This day, we decree and declare money making money, creative ideas happening. This day, we decree and declare power, love, and a sound mind. This day, we decree that God loads us daily with benefits, for he is truly our salvation this day. We decree and declare the manifestation of his word begin to show forth now this day. We decree and declare open doors and opportunities for your people this day. We decree and declare the pour out of the blessing we have not yet room to receive this day. We decree and declare we are the lender and not the borrower this day. O prophetess, let's open up the prayer line and begin to start speaking in our heavenly language. Eshikataba.
Welcome. This service is provided by freeconferencecall.com. Please enter your access code followed by the pound or hash sign. You entered 1000. If this is correct, press 1. To re-enter your app, there are 4 participants at the conference. Please announce yourself.
Yeah, Oh, Father God, we bless your name on this day, and we thank you, God, that we can come to the throne boldly, Father God. Thank you for this opportunity, God, to be with the prophets and your the sons and daughters, Father God, that we can come in unity, Father God, decreeing and declaring things. God, you are there. You are here. You are everywhere. You're the creator and the source of all things, Father God, of even this storm, Father God. And we thank you in advance, Father God, for covering the families, Father God, that are affected, Father God. We thank you for the open doors of stability, Father God, the open doors that can welcome families in, Father God. We thank you for the supplies, Father God, for there is more than enough, Father God. Thank you for there being more than enough, whether it be food or gas, Father God, or rides, Father God. We thank you for the peace of mind that's coming over the families, Father God, as they bask in you, Father God, as they glorify in you, Father God. We thank you for the peace, for their sound minds, Father God, for them even trusting you, Father God, in this season. We thank you for the calmness even that comes over the storm, Father God. Father God, we thank you even in this hour for covering the animals, Father God. Covering the animals, Father God, that might not have shelter, Father God. We thank you for just even covering them and the hearts that are going out, Father God. We thank you, God, for the coming together even of the people in this hour, Father God. May you continue to give them strength, Father God. Give them wisdom in this time, Father God. Give them wisdom, Father God. We thank you for your love that surpasses everything, Father God. Even worry, Father God. We thank you for peace, peace, peace. And we give you always the honor and the glory and the praise. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, for God, for your goodness, your mercy, your love, and your loving kindness. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help, because my help comes from you, God. You are the maker of heaven and earth, and I thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for your mercy, your goodness, and your love, because your love is true and right. And we thank you, God, for loving us. Thank you, God, for this prayer line, and we're able to come before you this morning, God, lifting up our voices to you and seeking your face, God. And thank you for hearing us, because you said where two or three are gathered together in your name, you are in the midst. And we thank you for being on this prayer line, God, and for hearing our prayers. Now, Lord, I just ask that you would protect Prophet William Richards wherever he is and wherever his family is, as they live on the island of St. Martin, and it was hit pretty heavily, God, by the storm. But we know that you are his protector and the protector of his family. And we thank you, God, for what you're doing in the lives of your people and how you are protecting them, protecting us. Thank you, God. Look upon those who are still suffering in the waters or because of the storms in Houston and surrounding areas, God. God, we ask you that you would just protect them, keep them, help them, God, to get the shelter that they need, to get the help that they need, God. And I ask you, Lord, to look upon people who might catch anything in that water, in the waters, God, just that you would stop the pestilence, God, that you would just surround them with your health, your good health, and we thank you, God, for good health. And we thank you for your loving kindness, God. and how you're drawing us together, and people are praying. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that people are praying. And I ask you to look upon my family, even those who are in the Georgia area, God, and to look upon those in the Northeast and anywhere they might be, God. And just thank you, God, for your protection and your mercy. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Next prophet.
Next prophet, Prophetess Joyce. Prophetess Joyce. All right, Prophetess Bethany.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this new day. We thank you for this morning. We thank you for all of the people on the line even now, and all those, Father God. Father God, all those that are impacted by the storm and being displaced, Father God, allow a place to be made for them. Allow room for them, Father God. Protect all of your people even now, Father God. Father God, we thank you for divine healing even now. Touch the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet and bring divine restoration to those that are sick and shut in even now. Father God, order our steps even now in your word, Father God. Father God, allow a fresh wind of peace to flow in our lives even now, in our homes, in our hearts, in our spirits even now, Father God. Allow you to shine through us and in us, Father God. Father God, allow peace to even go forth even now in the storm, Father God. Allow peace, peace, peace be still even now, Father God. Father God, we thank you for allowing us to go and come in and go as we go, Father God. Keep your protective angels around us, Father God. Father God, touch our children and our elders even now. Touch their minds, Father God. Father God, we thank you for a new school year even now, Father God. Father God, allow things to come. Allow understanding and clarity to be boldly within each and every one of us in school even now, Father God. Father God, I want to continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. I love you, Lord, and thank you, Father, for life. Amen and amen.
Prophetess Tiny. Prophetess Tiny.
Father, in the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you. We bless you, Lord. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all earth. You have set your glory above all heavens. Out of the mouth of babies, of infants, you have established strength because of your fall. So, Father, we bless you and we thank you, Father. We thank you even for your mighty protection upon your people, Lord. The people, my God, that are suffering right now, we ask you, my God, that you protect them in the mighty name of Jesus. And we worship you, Lord, as we bow before your throne. We thank you, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, Almighty Father, Jehovah Nisi, the Lord, my banner. I thank you for making me to see this wonderful day and to protect and granting us victory over every sin and unseen battle throughout the night. The Holy Spirit of the living God, this is your day. Have your way in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This morning, I boldly confess our sins unto you, Lord. Disobedience, and I commit knowing or unknowing my sins, my Lord. Have mercy on us, Lord Jesus, this morning. I receive power to overcome sin. Therefore, sin shall not be... Sin shall not be dominated over me. I take authority over this day, and I command any power that wants to manipulate us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, even for your mighty protection. We thank you even for the power of healing upon your people, Lord. Those who are sick, Father, we pray for them right now. Let your hand be upon them, mighty God. Heal them, my God. We pray even for those who have been attacked by storm, wherever they are, my God, that provide, my God, according to their needs. And we thank you even as you are protecting them, my God. Father, we even come against this storm to go further, my God. We stand upon your word that says you will never leave us nor forsake us, my God. We cry unto you, Father, that save your nation, Lord God, my God. Hear our prayer as we are praying right now. Hear our prayer, my God, and heal your nation. Whatever that we went wrong with, Father, whatever that is happening, my God, we ask you to forgive us, Lord, and heal the nation. Protect us, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Prophetess Yolanda.
Prophetess Yolanda. Prophetess Joyce Hartley.
Amen. Thank you, God. Father God, we give you our honor and praise and thanksgiving, oh God. We thank you, God, because truly you are worthy to be praised, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, that you are our foundation that never fails, God. God, we thank you, God, for helping us. And we can call on you, God, for our daily supplies, oh God. God, we thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us, oh God. God, we thank you, God, for strength, oh God. God, we thank you, God, that we are above only God. God, we thank you, God, for leading us in the journey of our life. We thank you, God, for increase, God. And God, we thank you, God, for healing all your people, their loved ones, children, God, your hedges protection over them, oh God, as they go to and from the school, oh God. And we thank you, God. We thank you, God, for your, because you are the mighty God. And we thank you, God, for blessing the schools and college and institutions of learning, God. God, we thank you, God, for fulfilling our hearts with your goodness and your love, oh God. And we also thank you, God, for giving us regards for each other, God. God, we thank you, Lord, for our leaders, God, your leaders of all your churches, God. Thank you, God, for giving them direction in their lives and the lives of your people, God. And God, we thank you, God, for comforting and graciously regarding those who suffered affliction, God. And God, we thank you, God, for just being with your people and protecting them, God, around the storms, God. We thank you, God, for that, God. And God, we thank you, God, for great mercy for those that are shut in, God. We thank you, God, for sustaining them, God, by your presence and by your insurance, God, and lifting them out of their demise, God. And God, we thank you, God, for just being our refuge, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rise against us, oh God, is already condemned, oh God. Because when you arise, the enemy scatters. And we thank you, Jesus. In your mighty and masterful name we pray, amen and amen.
Prophetess Yolanda. Prophetess Yolanda. Prophet Joshua Jordan.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you. Yes. And Father God, we thank you now for this time. We thank you for this conference, Lord. Father God, we thank you for the opportunity, Father God, just to come before you, just to give your name all the glory and honor, Father God, that it so rightfully due. We thank you even now, Father God, for what you're doing in the homes and the lives of your people, Father God. We thank you now for touching each and every one of our leaders, Father God. We thank you now for touching even our archbishops, all of our bishops, pastors, Father God. We thank you for touching each and every minister, Father God, each and every elder, Father God. We thank you even now for touching, Father God, even each and every prophet and prophetess, Father God. We want to thank you now, Father God. I want to lift up those that may be sick and shut in, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for releasing divine healing and increase, Father God, even unto your people, Father God. I want to thank you for divine traveling mercies, Father God. Continue to bless us in our comings, Father God, and in our goings. We thank you now, Father God, for making us the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, Father God. We thank you now, Father God. Just want to lift up, Father God, even those that are just traveling, Father God, or dealing, Father God, with the remnants of any of the flood, or Father God, we want to thank you now, Father God, for just covering your people, Father God, even all over the world, Father God. I want to thank you now for just doing a new thing, Father God, even in the homes of your people and inside of their marriages and even in relationships. I want to thank you for continuing to do a new thing, Father God. Just continue to have your way and have your will, Father God. I want to thank you for touching our elders, Father God, even in our community, each and every one of our grandparents, mothers, and fathers, Father God. I want to thank you for just keeping them, Father God, and restoring unto them, Father God. I want to thank you for doing a new thing even for our children, Father God. Continue to touch their minds, touch their hearts, Father God. We decree and declare that you create inside of us a clean heart, Father God, that we may serve you, Father God, in the mighty and precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen and amen.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, that your angels have set up a circle of protection around us as we pray. We thank you that your name is a strong tower and the righteous run into it and they are safe. We thank you, Father God, that you give us safe passage as we walk, tread on snakes and scorpions, and your protection is about us, and you protect us from every assault of the enemy. And we thank you, Lord, that nothing shall by any means harm us. We reroute every attack of the enemy. We reroute every spirit of infirmity. We reroute every storm. We reroute the spirit of terror and the spirit of destruction. And we decree and declare, peace be still. We decree and declare healing. We decree and declare victory and breakthrough. We decree and declare deliverance for the captive. We decree and declare safety in our neighborhoods, safe from prostitution, safe from drug addiction, safe. We dispatch our angels to war against every assault of the enemy in the name of Jesus. And we speak for the perfection of our day. Today is the best God has to offer, for every good and perfect gift comes from you, Father, and nothing shall impede our purpose and our assignment, your assignment upon our lives. And we walk in the timing of the Lord, and we shall manifest greatness and excellence shall be brought forth through the glory of you, Father. Everything we touch turns into prophetic gold, for you bless the works of our hands. We find favor with our superiors, and elevation and expansion is our portion, for our name is great upon the earth. And we thank you that you multiply our streams of income, and abundance is transferred into our hands. We thank you for healing, Prophetess Cynthia Dawson. We thank you for healing our elders, healing their minds, healing from dementia, healing from Alzheimer's, healing from aged diseases. We thank you, God, for healing from high blood pressure, healing from diabetes. We thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We thank you that you send your word to heal your people, even on this line. We thank you, Lord God, that every prayer request is lifted up. We thank you for the answer. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for your mercy, because you said, if your people, which are called by your name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, we thank you for the turning of our hearts towards you, Father, that you will hear from heaven, you will forgive our sins, and you will heal our land. We thank you for forgiveness. We thank you for healing our land. And we bless our elders. We bless our leadership. We bless our archbishop and our pastor. And we thank you for strength, Lord God, and divine protection upon them. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Dr. W. DeCruz.
Amen and amen. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for remembering us, Lord God, in this hour and in this season. We thank you, Lord God, that you would continue to choose us, Lord God, and seek us each and every day. We thank you for the hand of protection that is over our lives and our families and those connected to us. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that continues to guide us, Lord God, in this journey and in this walk. We thank you for the angels that are continuing to protect us, Lord God. Watch over us, Lord God. We thank you for the healing that always, Lord God, catches us in time of need. So we pray that in this hour, Lord God, as we are being informed of the devastations of hurricanes and different things going on in the world, Lord God, we know that your hand is in all things, Lord God. We know that we have victory in all things, Lord God, and we will not fear but continue to have faith. We will stand on your word and bring forth the manifestation of our prophecies, Lord God. We thank you that you would you would just continue to build us up and not break us down, Lord God. But we thank you for what you're doing in this hour and in this season. Touch our leaders. Touch our shepherds. Anoint them with a double portion in this season, Lord God. We thank you and we praise you and we glorify your name, Jesus. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. And Father, we just want to declare even on this morning that, Lord, that your mercy endureth forever, Father. And Father, not only does your mercy endure forever, Father, but Father, we thank you, Lord, that your grace is more than enough for each and every one of us, Father, that your grace is more than enough for those that are in the eye of the storm. We thank you, Lord, that your grace is more than enough for those that are experiencing the flood. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that even as we move through this day, Father, we thank you, Lord, we want to have a praise in our mouth, Father. Father. And Father, even as we began to have that praise in our mouth, Father, we want to thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would just strengthen us. And not only strengthen us, but Father, you would just keep us, Father. Father, as we declare your word, even in this season, Father. But Father, you said you would let no harm, hurt, or danger befall us, Father. And Father, we lay claim to your word even now. And Father, even as we lay claim to your word, Father, we want to thank you right now for every individual that's on this call, name by name, those that are representing their family. Father, we thank you right now, Lord. Cover us with your blood, Father. Keep us, Father. And Father, we lay claim to every promise that you have, Father, that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. And Father, we rise up and we take a stand, declaring your word in faith and power, knowing that nothing shall hurt or harm us. And we thank you for safety. We thank you for your angels that have already went before us to begin to bring about protection and to keep us, Father. Father, as we navigate through this day, Father, give us wisdom, give us strength, Father. And whatever we say, Father, Father, we want it to be filled with your word, filled with your anointing, filled with your power, Father. Father, keep us. Continue to lead us and guide us, Father, as we move forward even in this day, Father. Father, cause us to be a blessing to each other, Father, and cause us to be a lifter of your name, a stand, Father, for righteousness, for holiness, and for truth, Father. Father, we thank you right now, Father. Father, we pray for our brothers and our sisters everywhere, Father. And Father, we say, let your will be done, Father. Have your way in their life, Father. Father, we pray for Pastor Mascarene. We pray for Prophet Richard. Father, we pray for all the prophets all around the world, Father. And Father, we pray for your people, Father. We pray for our leaders, Father. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for wisdom and strength, Father. And we thank you for your divine guidance. Father, we just thank you right now, Lord, that as you move in our life, Father, we want you to be glorified now and forever in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. All right. Prophet Darlene, I'm going to turn it over to you. Thank you, family, once again. Let's continue. Just see the good. Begin to declare the word as to what is happening. Declare what the word of God has already said concerning us, concerning God's people, even as we are going through and we have families and members and friends that are in the Florida, Georgia, South Carolina area, even in Texas. Let's just keep them lifted up and just begin to ask the Lord, make me a blessing, Father. How can I be a blessing to those that are in need, Father? And as we began to declare and began to ask the Lord will give us wisdom and tell us exactly what we need to do. Amen. So family, once again, thank you. I love you to life, and I just honor you and acknowledge every one of you. Thank you for your faithfulness. Prophetess Darlene.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor. We love you, and always an honor to have you on the call with us when you can. And we just want to make way for announcements. Are there any announcements at this time? Thank you. Any announcements? Prophet Joshua?
Also, Prophet Darlene, we have the 9 o'clock conference call in the morning. We want to make sure that the family is on the prophets and our partners. Just call a friend, call a neighbor, and let them know that there is a word from the Lord, and it is tailor-made, and it is accurate. And come on, enjoy the teaching as well as the ministry of the word. So we want to cordially invite everyone on the call on tomorrow at 9 a.m. We will be starting. Amen. Prophet Joshua, are you there? All right. We also invite them to our 12 noon call also, Pop Live Show. We want to invite one and all to come, especially our young people, our millennials. Let us come in here and have a conversation as to what is happening, what is taking place. The topics are amazing. The topics are just powerful. And we need to be a part of that and see and hear what our young people, our millennium is saying. And let's just begin to see what they're saying and what the Word of God has to say. So join us. We would love to have you, and we know that you will be blessed. Amen. Prophetess Darlene.
Amen. Bless each of you. Thank you for being a yes on this morning. And join us again on tomorrow morning at 12 midnight for our midnight cry. And I just want to encourage those of you who have never been a part of the lineup to join us on the other side of the call and be a yes and stand in the gap for the people of God. Amen. And you'll Amen. Just be surprised how the blessings of the Lord will begin to manifest in your own life as you stand for someone else. God bless you, and we'll say good night to each of you.
Good night. God bless you all.
God bless.